How about Italians?
Italians, well, they were, those that I came in contact with in South Boston earlier, of course, there were some here. We've always, the now, the barbecue people of the city, they were relatives of the and the that I knew very well. They were the, they were always farmers for the most part, and was not knowing. Sometimes you run into, of course they're called Dagos, that's the word they didn't particularly like. He just liked niggas called Negroes, using the term. I believe that's essentially what they, but they were really good farmers for the most part anyway.
How about Poles?
Yes, Poles come in, they and they call them Wops, I believe. In the East, for the most part, they were, once they've been around in these parts, you run into them mostly upstate New York, some parts of Ohio, and then to Wisconsin, I understand here, some, because they, pretty close to, they and the Germans really had more in common, I believe, than most of the Europeans that settled in this country. I believe they did. They seem to have, anyway.
How about Russians, Czechs, and Lithuanians?
I haven't had too much contact with either of those. Of course, Russians are always considered to be desperate people. I mean, because we think in terms of the Russians from the Red Russians. I did have an instructor in political science who was born and reared in Russia, and he was a refugee to this country. Colonel, he had a lot of ideas about his selectivity. He admitted that he didn't like ignorance, he didn't like poverty, he didn't like stupidity and things of his sort. And yet, some of these things were very much a part of his own characterization. He had no money. He was teaching at Lamont College. And he graduated from Schurzlaff College in Illinois. And he was a runaway. As a matter of fact, he escaped Russia by way of a hideaway in a boat. So even though he was very contradictory in himself, he restricted this more or less to people who were talking in terms of political science, and he was our debate coach. And of course, he traveled quite extensively with him, went to New Zealand and various other places after we had really got the thing going. I was gone, of course, when I made all these fine trips. I was never able to go. I was always on the debating team because I enjoy taking both sides of a question. The negative was seemingly the easier side because you're always denying something and you had a reason for denying it. And I just wanted to show him that there were always two sides to the thing. We got along very well. He never did discuss his prejudices with me, but I understand he was rather liberal in some areas to let them know that he felt himself superior to a lot of people, and as such he felt that prejudice had a very definite place in society. His justification for it was never explained to me. Of course, I believe I understood it, but I really didn't follow it too well, because I think he was playing on some of the people's emotions, because he knew that they resented this type of thing, and he didn't especially like them anyway. And I guess maybe that was one of his reasons for doing such. But with me, it was a little different than the audience in which I went. He just never said those things in our classes anyway.